I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you
we don't care.
The Thunderbolts. Will it be a good movie?
When I saw the trailer, I wasn't impressed, personally.
Really?
As somebody who's not a super big nerd, and I get what it's about, right? When I saw the trailer, I was like, it seemed like it was very, it's like a forced topic of this whole non-juiced up humans.
I'm very excited about it. Now, once again, I'm Mr. Positivity, but it looks very fun. You know, it could go downhill really quick. But I think that Marvel is at a point now where they've realized finally, you know, and a lot of this stuff is catching up to us now, because when Bob Iger came back to Disney 2 years plus ago, that was probably the first thing on the docket. Hey, we got to get rid of all this political BS, like no more trans stuff in our movies. These are movies that are mostly aimed at children, so we need to dial it back a lot with some of this BS that we've been putting into films. For me, that's more than half the battle right there. And then on top of that, Yelena Belova was a character that I didn't love when she was first introduced. However, she's grown on me a lot in the past month or year or so, you know, with her other appearances and other Marvel projects. Love Red Guardian. I love Bucky. And I really love John Walker. That was probably the best thing that came from the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show. I'm very optimistic about it. But, you know, it could go one of two ways, I guess.
I held off on the Fantastic Four trailer for my wife because I wanted her to see both that one and Thunderbolts at the same time. Mm. She said, Thunderbolts, I'm excited about. Fantastic Four, I don't know. And she picked me. She's got great taste. So Thunderbolts is difficult for me because I have such an attachment to the comic book characters. I remember going in the comic book store in 1997 and picking up issue number one. And the last page you open up, and it was all the Masters of Evil in disguise as heroes right after Onslaught happened. And you're just like, wow, this is amazing. This is like the Suicide Squad. These are not, there's no disguise. There's no deception with the rest of the world. So it's very much taking the name Thunderbolts, but not in what Thunderbolts means to me. So that's a little tough as well. When I look at the characters, like who's headlining this? Who is the Captain America, the Thor, the Iron Man of this? I can't figure out who that is because I don't see Ghost. I don't see Taskmaster, Red Guardian, any of them. I feel like Bucky would be the headliner, but he wasn't even able to headline the Disney Plus show. He had to share that with Falcon. So I'm really kind of, I don't know where this is going to land. I think the trailer looks very dark aesthetically. The palette is very dark. And I like, you know, Vision and bright green and yellow. And I like a bright red on Scarlet Witch. So I'm kind of, the jury's still out with how I'm feeling about Thunderbolts. I mean, I'm going to be there at 2:00 in the afternoon on opening day. But all that to say, Yelena is who I'm probably most looking forward to.
I actually haven't seen the trailer yet. It's horrible. There's like 5 trailers I was going to do a reaction to. And with my job, and I've just been so busy, so I don't know. But yeah, I'm super excited for Yelena. It's definitely celebrity crush for real. She's awesome. I enjoyed her in the Hawkeye show. I feel like she's kind of grown on me. You know, I did enjoy Red Guardian. So I hate to jump on here. You know, this is a podcast about comic stuff, and there's several trailers I haven't seen yet. I was trying to do a reaction for Fantastic Four and like Jurassic World. Just haven't gotten to it yet. So, which is kind of pointless because they've been out for weeks. I'm looking forward to it. I do feel like it has a kind of a Suicide Squad feel to it. This is the Thunderbolts. I'm more of a DC guy growing up. I love all the MCU stuff and I love the movies, but I kind of started getting into the MCU or with Marvel characters once, you know, the first Iron Man came out. My dad grew up loving all the characters, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. I guess I don't know if it's a privilege or a curse of not knowing too much about it. I love your story and history of going through the comics, man. That's so cool. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. It just, you know, you've got some actors in there. I love Bucky. I love, you know, all these other people. So we'll just have to see. But just from now looking at posters and seeing clips online, it feels very much like a Suicide Squad vibe.
Over or under 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. What you think it's going to end up being?
I'm hoping over.
I think it's going to be over. It may be like low 60s.
which is not great for Marvel. Their track record before a lot of these movies, especially before, I think Captain America 4 right now sitting at a 50-55% somewhere in that ballpark. Before, it was bad for them to have something lower than 75. And maybe even I'm guilty of it. Maybe, you know, we've come to accept a little more mediocrity. Like you said, Frank, and I hope it does. I hope it is better. I don't care what the critics think as long as I like it, but I hope it's also, you know, higher than that on Rotten Tomatoes, because that plays a factor into its success and if people actually show up at the theaters.
Oh, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like, for me, I didn't like the trailer. It felt very saturated, right? Kind of like what Jared was saying, like, you know, in like retrospect, it felt very saturated, very, very dark, very more dull than what it, like what it could be, especially very Suicide Squad-ish, you know, going on. I have low expectations. So, I mean, that means when I watch the movie, I'll be impressed.
So always keep your expectations low and you'll never be disappointed.
So tell the wife when I do the laundry.